Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a partly cloudy sky and 60 degrees. A night of severe weather for north-central Kansas, including several tornado watches and warnings. Hardest hit Dickinson County, with 60-mile-per-hour wind and baseball-sized hail reported at Abilene. Quarter-sized hail reported at northwest of Junction City, and egg-sized hail in Saline County. A 70-mile-per-hour wind gust was clocked west of Huron. No major damage or injuries reported. The Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission will meet en banc this morning. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
As you know, we are facing a budget deficit, and at the Sedgwick County side, they will always tell you about the importance of the need to reduce property taxes on their end. But they also talk about how to be more efficient and effective, and we want to do the same thing at the city.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS. Seven people suffered minor smoke inhalation, including two firefighters, at an apartment fire Monday afternoon near downtown Wichita. Crews were called to the Water's Edge apartments at Central and Waco around 5 p.m. All the injured were treated at the scene. No one was hospitalized. Canadians are going to the polls to pick leaders, but the biggest concern for voters might be U.S.-Canada relations.
Canadians seemed fed up by soaring housing prices, an almost 70-cent carbon tax on a gallon of gasoline, and 10 years of Liberal leader Justin Trudeau. Then it all began to unravel. Trudeau stepped aside, and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre saw a 20-point lead in the polls disappear. Carney got rid of the carbon tax and quickly moved to the center. He's also been helped by opposition in Canada to U.S. tariffs. President Trump posted again that Canada would be better off as part of the U.S. The post drew a sharp rebuke from Canada's conservative leader, who wrote, "President Trump, stay out of our election."
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Montreal. Canada's Liberal Party is projected to win the country's federal election for the fourth consecutive time. At least four people are dead, several injured after a vehicle crashed through an after-school building near Springfield, Illinois.
Chatham Police Deputy Chief Scott Tarter noting officers responded to the Why Not After School Camp after receiving calls about a vehicle driving into the After School Day Cares building.
We can confirm that there are four fatalities, three that were struck outside of the building before the vehicle entered, and one inside. Several patients have been transferred to local area hospitals by ambulance and one by life flight helicopter.
Noting the driver of the vehicle, who was not injured, was taken to the hospital for evaluation. According to the Illinois State Police Department, the victims are believed to be 18 years old and younger. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Illegal border crossings hit record lows in March as President Donald Trump reaches his first 100 days in office. Fox's Bill Malushin reports.
Gotaways and Border Patrol apprehensions are both down more than 90% from the record-setting highs of the Biden administration. Tom Homan says the Trump administration has already deported almost 140,000 illegal aliens. Now, the White House also placing posters of criminal illegal aliens arrested by ICE all along the White House lawn. In the meantime, Democrats are throwing fits that the Trump administration DOJ has arrested two judges, one in New Mexico for allegedly harboring a trendy Aragua gang member and giving him access to guns, and another in Milwaukee for allegedly interfering with ICE's effort to arrest an illegal alien in court.
Critics held a protest over the weekend in support of the Milwaukee judge, with some Democrat lawmakers describing the arrest as an attack on the judiciary. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS 6:08, now 8 minutes past 6 o'clock here on this Tuesday morning with Steve and Ted. Two horses were killed in a barn fire Monday morning southeast of McPherson. Fire crews found flames coming from a small barn with a partially collapsed roof. Two horses were moved out of a pen close to the fire, but two others inside the barn did not make it out. Good Samaritans are speaking out after they helped rescue eight people from the water following a boat crash Saturday night off the Florida coast. Fox's Jordan Kassane is in North Miami Beach with more.
I was absolutely in shock. Like, I couldn't believe it was happening.
Dr. Shane Zamani and his family aboard the boat that was narrowly missed. His first instinct, dive in.
When I went under the boat, I came up on an air pocket. And there was a mom with holding her two kids there. I'm like, okay, hold your breath. So we went under, we came up. Someone grabbed her from me, took her to our boat.
Other Good Samaritans.
I put on my scuba gear, went out on the jet ski.
Diving in too, the group ultimately rescuing those eight people from the water.
Five of the victims were hospitalized. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is investigating. An FA-18 Super Hornet jet fell off an aircraft carrier and into the Red Sea.
The FA-18 Super Hornet is capable of supersonic speeds, but the fighter jets aren't exactly seaworthy vessels. The Navy said in a statement one of its Super Hornets slipped overboard from the deck of the USS Harry S. Truman and fell into the Red Sea. One sailor suffered a minor injury. The price tag for a Super Hornet jet is nearly $70 million. It's unclear if there'll be an effort to recover the plane. The USS Truman has been deployed to the region following stepped-up military operations against Yemen-based Houthi rebels. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A Florida woman saved her dog from a bear, distracting the animal by throwing bags of cookies. Fox's Carolyn Coles is in Sanford with more.
In a heart-pounding moment, Kristen Savage and her dog Ringo dodge danger, escaping a bear, barely making it inside their home.
At one point, I thought, like, we're not going to get out of this because there's nobody here to help me.
A mama bear protecting her cubs had charged Kristen right near her front yard. With nowhere to run, she lifted her dog into the air, spinning in circles, trying desperately to keep him out of the bear's reach. As panic set in,
he was in her mouth at one point.
She remembered something her mom had handed her just minutes before, a bag of cookies.
She stopped for a minute. She went towards us, then she stopped and went back and sniffed the cookies.
Those cookies giving her the few precious seconds she needed to escape.
Okay, it says news time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
All right, we got a couple of areas you want to watch out for in traffic conditions. All right out there in the Wichita area, still watch for a slowdown. This is northbound on I-235 down by West Street, southwest Wichita. Stalled out vehicle there. We've also got a slowdown northbound. Sorry, no, this is also southbound on I-235. And this is a little bit closer to Kellogg. There's just some road construction in the area, some intermittent road construction going on. But they've got some guys on the shoulder with some lights flashing there, so you want to slow down around that. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Staying unsettled with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Mostly cloudy skies and noticeably cooler after a cold front comes through. High of only 64 degrees. Northerly breeze 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And now a partly cloudy sky, north wind gusting to 18 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:12 here on this Tuesday morning, 29th of April. And we had a partly cloudy, breezy day across South Central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 82 degrees, normal high 71. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We had a little rain come through earlier today.
We did?
Yeah, just enough to wet the pavement, it looks like. We are in a severe thunderstorm watch until 10 o'clock this morning for the counties to the south of Wichita, right along the border with Oklahoma. And that's until 10 o'clock this morning. And I'm just going to take a quick look at our radar this morning. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there's a large area of showers moving from southwest to northeast, and it's just skirting to the south of Wichita through Sumner County and Cowley County and going up the roadway, almost up to 54 Highway that way. And as it goes to the south, if you are headed south, maybe on the turnpike this morning going down to Oklahoma City, rain all the way, looks like. Clear over into Arkansas. There's a lot of – Oklahoma's getting a lot of rain, Ted, a lot of rain. That's as far as my radar will show, but here in Wichita, we got some, at least enough to wet the pavement.
It's not wet anymore. Yeah. When did this happen?
Oh, a couple hours ago.
Oh,
hours.
Okay.
It's been a while. Been a while. All right, let's see what else we got. Today is the 29th of April. It was a big day 64 years ago on this day, 1961. ABC's Wide World of Sports showed the thrill of agony, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
There you go.
For the very first time. It was a show that, as I recall, was on Sundays. And, you know, we had football, we had baseball, we had some basketball from the networks. But these guys covered all kinds of weird stuff, you know, like golf tournaments and things like that.
And we go back to a time before there was a thing such as ESPN.
Yeah.
It was a thing where there wasn't a lot of sports on TV.
No.
And when this thing came on the weekends, you watched it.
Yeah.
Because it was your only chance to see some of these sports.
Yep. And then you could see golf, for goodness sake. And, I don't know what all. Just all kinds of.
Of course, once a year, they showed the Harlem Globetrotters.
The Globetrotters.
And like you said, they would show skiing and just things you never saw unless you tuned in to Wide World of Sports once a week.
Maybe some gymnastics, something like that. Well, Jim McKay. That was the guy.
Jim McKay. Great sportscaster.
A Michigan man. Said more than 40 years of playing the lottery finally paid off when he scored $6 million from a scratch-off ticket. 60-year-old Macomb County, Michigan man, told Michigan lottery officials the $6 million wealth ticket he bought from Nager's Liquor and Deli on Van Dyke Avenue in Sterling Heights. I don't know where that is. It was a long time coming. Winner said his prize money will go toward taking a vacation and boosting his savings. Which is, I suppose, what most people do. I've never won the lottery, so I don't know what I'd do. What do you think you'd do, Ted? Let's think about it. You don't have to give me an answer right now. You should think about it. First of all, I think I'd put it in the bank.
Yeah, I think you need to get a lawyer, get an accountant.
Get a lawyer.
And,
if you had that
you
much
trust.
Money, you might want to hire somebody to keep an eye on it, like former mayor Jeff Longwell. That's what he does. He watches other people's money for him, you know. He'd be a good one to employ. KNSS is going to air a town hall meeting with President Trump on his first 100 days, moderated by Chris Cuomo from News Nation with Bill O'Reilly and Stephen A. Smith. This will be tomorrow night, Wednesday, from 7 to 9 p.m. Should be good right here on KNSS. That's tomorrow night from 7 to 9.
Of course, my plan for winning the lottery was to donate millions of dollars and restore the Orpheum. But they're getting that done without my Powerball winning.
Can you imagine, though, how much good you could do with all kinds of money like that?
See, I'd love to do something like that. Here's my gift to Wichita. We're going to restore the Orpheum to what it looked like 100 years ago.
I thought your lottery wish was to give Wichita State back football.
Yeah, I don't know if I could win that much money.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would take so much money.
That much money. That's not enough. Yeah.
And with today's current climate, I don't think it's doable. Even if you very wealthy,
but you'd have enough money to buy basketball players forever.
That's right, with NIL. I'm sure the Shockers would come knocking at my door if I won the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
Wanting some money.
All right. Hey, not much chance. 6:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Well, you mentioned it, Steve. The rain in Oklahoma means no baseball tonight. The Shockers were scheduled to go down to Norman tonight, take on 21st-ranked Oklahoma, but, it's just going to rain in
looks like
Oklahoma
it. Yeah.
all day long, so showers and thunderstorms. They're not going to play. Shockers aren't even going to go down. That game is now canceled. It will not be made up. So Shockers and the Sooners sit this one out and wait until the weekend. Kansas City Royals, after a day off, are back at it, and they go down to Tampa to take on the Tampa Bay Rays. And this is not being played at the normal home of the Rays, Tropicana Field, which was ripped up by Hurricane Milton last October. Of course, the Rays now play in Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, in a minor league stadium. So we got the Royals and the Rays tonight at Steinbrenner Field. The Royals have not played well on the road this year. 3-10 on the road so far for the Royals. You did have a good week. They won 6 of their 7 games last week. The Rays are hot. They've won 5 in a row. You can listen to the Royals and the Rays at 6 o'clock tonight, and that is live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. After a day off, the Wichita Wind Surge is on the road now for 2 weeks. The first stop, heading down to Frisco for a matchup with the top team in the league, the Frisco Rough Riders, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. And they got to play right away. So they're billing it as a work-from-home day. 12:05 is game time today down in Frisco to start a 6-game series for the Wind Surge and the Rough Riders. How about this team? JUCO baseball, Cali College, ranked number 3 in the nation. And they won again yesterday in Kansas City, beat Hutchinson 17-3. Cali is 22-1 at home this season in Kansas City.
What's going on down there, Ted?
Great baseball. They've always had a very strong baseball program.
You got a coach that's anybody we know? Or?
Yep. I don't know. I have to look that up.
Oh. Maybe it's somebody that used to be a big leaguer or something.
Cali is on an 8-game winning streak, now 39-8 on the season, and they're ranked number 3 in the nation.
Good for them.
Yeah, good stuff. Let's go pro basketball to the NBA last night, opening round of the playoffs. Game 4 between the top team in the East, the Cleveland Cavaliers, down in Miami, taking on the Heat. And I think the Heat was ready to go home and get ready for the offseason. The Cavaliers beat the Heat by 55 points, 138-83 for a 4-game sweep. Coming off the bench for the Cavaliers is the 6th man, former Kansas State Wildcat Dean Wade. He had 7 rebounds and 5 points. Also off the bench for the Cavaliers, former Wichita State Shocker Craig Porter Jr. He had 4 points, 4 assists, and a couple of rebounds. So, the Heat is out. Now the Cleveland Cavaliers advance into the Eastern Conference semifinals with a big win last night. And, man, we have a huge birthday today. How about maybe one of the greatest, I don't know, I shouldn't say maybe, let's say arguably, the greatest sports star to ever come out of Wichita, Kansas. Jim Ryan, celebrating his 78th birthday today. Star runner at Wichita East High School and at KU. At his peak, he was the world's top middle-distance runner in the mid-1960s into the early 1970s. Competed in 3 Olympics, but only got 1 medal, silver, in 1968 in Mexico City. Jim Ryan was the first high school athlete in the world to break the 4-minute mile. He was the last American to hold the world record in the mile run. He became, of course, later on in life, a 5-term congressman from Kansas. He is in the National Track and Field Hall of Fame. He's in the National Distance Running Hall of Fame. One of the great athletes ever in Wichita, track legend Jim Ryan. It's his birthday. He is 78 today.
He kind of made the distance running popular around here.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that people hadn't done that before much. I'll tell you, his, of course, he lived in East Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
My cousins lived on Leitner Drive, had 3 female cousins, Garrison girls. Their paperboy was Jim Ryan.
Jim Ryan, yeah.
How about that? We close the circle.
Oh, I know. It's amazing in this town. Happy birthday, Jim Ryan. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Thoughts on full body deodorants.
I did the skit on that in Gridiron.
Well,
here you go.
Dr. Gupta coming up.
All right.
Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Tuesday morning, 60 degrees. The second largest grocery chain in the country says it will not accept tariff-related price hikes.
Albertsons, which operates more than 2,200 stores across the country, including King's, Balducci's, Safeway, and Randall's, said the policy update was made to keep products at competitive prices. The Idaho-based chain made the announcement in a letter sent last month, saying suppliers are not permitted to include tariff-related costs in invoices without prior authorization. President Trump imposed a baseline tariff rate of 10% on imports from nearly every U.S. trading partner that he says will support American-made products and curb drug flow. As a result, the price of imported produce like avocados and coffee is expected to rise. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A Wichita woman has been charged with child endangerment after a 4-year-old girl accidentally shot herself earlier this month at a business in the 2300 block of East Harry. 50-year-old Ana Sorto Mejia was charged with one count of aggravated child endangerment. Her next court date slated for May 12th.
Facing millions in budget shortfalls in the future, there's been suggestions that the city of Wichita might want to increase its sales tax or property tax. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News she doesn't want to go that way.
As I've said in the past, and I will continue to say, we need to rein in spending, and that is part of the issue here. The priorities continue to be on crime, streets, economic development, and homelessness.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A suspected arsonist is in custody after a fire at an Arizona Tesla dealership.
Mesa police arresting Ian Moses, a 35-year-old accused of setting fire to a new Cybertruck outside of a dealership. Officers responding to reports about an explosion, noting the fire was contained to the vehicle on the exterior of the building. According to officials, the Tesla Security Center provided photo evidence of the arson suspect matching the photo to Moses, adding no one was hurt, and video also shows the misspelled word thief painted on the side of the building. Tesla vehicles across the country have been targeted over CEO Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency's wide-ranging spending cuts. The FBI recently launching a task force to counter these attacks. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Harvard University and its published legal journal are going to be the focus of an investigation by the Trump administration agencies.
The Harvard Law Review and the school it's named for are being investigated on claims of race-based discrimination. The federal departments of education and health and human services allege violations of Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which forbids discrimination by race, color, or national origin. The agencies believe the nearly 140-year-old law review picks submissions by the writer's race and not by content. Harvard is suing the Trump administration for pulling $2 billion in funding when the school did not line up with an executive order against anti-Semitism on campus. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Early in-person voting is underway in the Ness City bond election in western Kansas. If the proposed $24 million bond passes, funds will be used to upgrade school facilities. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Staying unsettled with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Mostly cloudy skies and noticeably cooler after a cold front comes through. High of only 64 degrees. Northerly breeze 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And right now partly cloudy, 60 degrees. We have a north wind gusting to 18 miles per hour. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:34, Steve and Ted in the morning. It was 14 years ago on this date, 2011, that Prince William and Kate Middleton were married at Westminster Abbey in London. There you go. Kate and the Prince, 14 years ago. Time flies. Yes, sir. The serial Guinness World Record breaker David Rush. Apparently this guy has a number of world records, okay? Is what he does.
Okay, that's his deal?
Yeah. He put his speedy stacking skills to the test. Take on the title for the fastest time to stack 10 rolls of toilet paper with one hand.
Oh, well, there you
go. One hand now. Think of that. Rush, who holds the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles, said it took him hundreds of practices and practice sessions, dozens of official attempts to break the previous record of 5.45 seconds.
Well, he's apparently got a lot of time on his hands.
You got to make sure it's, you know, if you're stacking, you got to get it just right or it'll fall over by the time you get to number six, I would imagine.
Mm.
I'm just trying to think about it. I've never stacked toilet paper.
Nor has anyone else.
I have.
Except this dude.
I won't go. Never. Rush was finally able to narrowly take the title with a time of 5.38 seconds.
Oh, well.
And he's speedy. He's himself a place in eternity, you know? Wow. Started toilet stacking with one hand. One hand. Now, I don't know what the two-hand record is.
Oh, the two-hand record. Whole different set of skills.
If I operate my toilet paper only with one hand, I don't know how other people do it, but there you go. The toilet paper stacking record. You're going to hear that kind of story anywhere else there on radio in Wichita today.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. A new plaque has been added to the law enforcement memorial in downtown Wichita to honor former Sedgwick County Sheriff's Deputy Sidney Carter. Carter died in a crash in 2022 while responding to a call in West Wichita. That's nice. To honor our people who have served and have passed on. All right, it's 6:36, Stephen, 10 in the morning. You know, I'm just looking at all the things that I have going on in my life today.
Yes.
There's not a whole heck of a lot, I'll tell you. Not much at all.
Yeah, winding up April.
April is just almost in the books. Next holiday is Mother's Day, coming up May 11th. And my wife's already making sounds on that one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she knows where she wants to go.
Oh, and, all right.
And somebody who's
getting ready.
Her offspring had better come through. That's all I can say.
All right.
Because I'm not going to foot the bill. Mother's Day. You got any, you don't have plans yet for your mom. I don't.
That's still way off.
That's still a ways off. Okay. Hey, coming up about an hour from now, we'll check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. I'm sure he'll have something to talk about. Maybe that meeting they're having today. And
I'm sure.
If Ryan, if you got a minute to spare, you just mention the word baseball, and Ryan is off to the races.
Even though you haven't talked to him about baseball in at least a month.
We haven't had the need to. If we have any time to kill today, we'll talk about America's pastime. It's 6:37 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning, and time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Last week, the average Kansas steer in the cash market sold at $212.54, which was $2.79 above the previous week. Now, Nebraska's average was $217.68. Now, both of these are new record highs. There were also several live cattle and feeder cattle on Monday score new record highs, and the feeder cattle futures had mixed trading yesterday, but close was on the positive side for the entire complex. Lean hogs made new highs for the current move up and closed mostly positive. At the close, June live cattle, $1.35 higher, $209.60. August feeder cattle up 65 cents at $294.95. And June lean hogs 15 cents lower, $101 even. Now, July Casey wheat made a new contract low for a third time in the past four sessions yesterday. It's lowest trade since the first week of October in 2020. Corn futures traded below last week's lows. And on the close, the soybeans were the only positive close. The winter wheat good to excellent rating is now 49% nationwide. Kansas is 47%, Oklahoma 44, Texas 31. Kansas is now 19% headed, Oklahoma is 44% headed. Corn planting nationwide 24% complete, Kansas 39%, soybean planting 18% complete nationwide, Kansas 13%. At the moment, July Kansas City wheat's 3.25 cents higher, 5.43. July corn down a half a penny at 4.82¾. July soybeans down 2 pennies at 10.60½. June crude oil 97 cents lower at $61.08. June gold $24.30 lower at $3,323.40. The June S&P down 0.75 at 5,551. June dollar index 31 cents higher at $99.09. In June Dow Jones futures 159 points higher at 40,527. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, just going to the south of Wichita and where you are in Augusta, going down to the border states, the border counties, we've got some rain going on down there. And
yeah, there's quite a system down there all the way down into Oklahoma.
I was going to say, if you look at the radar, it's showing that almost the entire state of Oklahoma is getting some rain right now. So I guess that'll be good for the crops.
We saw a system move through the state here, you know, early this morning, moved through here about 2 o'clock, pretty fast moving, didn't leave much rain.
Didn't rain much at all. I thought I saw some wet pavement when I came to work, so there you go. But not enough to really count for much, huh?
No, and it just seems like ever since last week, we've had rain in the forecast almost every day and got virtually nothing.
Yeah. Well, come on now. Just stand. Well, we had some up to the north, had some pretty, well, some severe weather up around, up around Abilene and that area last night. But
yes.
No major damage or anything like that, I guess so. All right, Tom. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again tomorrow morning. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker. Volatile markets when you're retired. Ooh, that's on the way with Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Stephen Ted of the Morning, KNSS, 6:45 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things. National election in Canada. Liberal Party projected to win for the fourth consecutive time. Seven people, including two firefighters, suffer smoke inhalation at a Wichita apartment fire. No one hospitalized. A stormy night for north central Kansas. 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts and baseball-sized hail. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic conditions this morning here in the Wichita area. Well, so far, things are still looking fairly good in the Wichita area. We are seeing some areas of traffic getting just a little bit heavier. Watch out for slowdowns northbound I-235. A little bit of construction right around the Kellogg area. Also there on I-235, we've got northbound down by Meridian, between Meridian and West Street, a stalled out vehicle. Traffic update. 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 64 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 56. And then on Wednesday, 70% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 69 degrees. Now a partly cloudy sky. North wind at 18 miles per hour and 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Tuesdays, and that means $7 signature and classic cocktails at the Monarch. All cocktails on both menus are just $7 at the Monarch for Classic Cocktails Tuesday. The Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in historic Delano. Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS, 6:47 now. Several tech giants say they're pushing ahead with ambitious plans to build artificial intelligence data centers.
Fox on Tech.
A lot of companies have questions about the economy right now, but when it comes to AI, numerous tech companies are moving forward with their investments. Google said it's still committed to spending around $75 billion this year to expand out data center capacity. Amazon, NVIDIA, and Microsoft all say they anticipate power demand to soar and remain committed to building data centers to support AI growth. But with the growing demands for AI comes the growing demands for energy and power. Goldman Sachs research estimates that global power demand from data centers will increase 50% by 2027. There are questions over whether our power grid can even handle that. Here's Neil Chatterjee, former Federal Energy Regulatory Commission chair.
This is a solvable problem. Is it going to be easy? Absolutely not. Is it going to be painless? No way. But we can figure out a path forward.
For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Boeing stocks among the winners on Wall Street Monday.
Stocks gaining steam in the final hour of trading and ending mixed, with the Dow and S&P 500 notching their fifth straight session of gains. Wall Street is bracing for its busiest week for first quarter earnings. For the Magnificent Seven, Microsoft, Meta Platforms, Amazon, and Apple are slated to report their latest financial results. Also on deck this week, key economic data on growth, inflation, and jobs. Tech was the worst performing sector, while energy and utilities gained. The Dow winners, Boeing, IBM, and Visa. The Dow decliners, Nvidia, Salesforce, and Amazon. The Dow up 114 points, the NASDAQ lower by 17, S&P 500 up 4. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Volatile markets while you're retired. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, how are you handling the recent market volatility? I have a client couple that is ready to pull the ripcord on retirement, but because of the tariff-induced stock market gyrations, a couple is they're kind of scared to retire. We're going to go over their plan again, and we're reassessing their situation. Fortunately, we had a couple of safeguards in place. We've been planning on this date for at least a year. In preparation, we kept some cash on the sidelines. The markets were really humming when we put it aside, but the money markets were paying between 4 and 5% interest. It kept the money earning, and it was liquid. The reason for the cash is exactly for what just happened. We will inevitably see future volatility in the markets. A correction is a dip of about 10%. It happens on average once a year. Having cash gives your other investments some time to recover without reducing the principal. A bear market is when the S&P 500 dips its recent high, and that happens on average once every 5.5 years. Some bears recover in a couple of months. Others can take several years, like the 79% dip in 1929 that led to the Great Depression. That dip was the worst in 150 years, and it took until 1937 to reach a new high. We're taking advantage of that downturn. Many investors are harvesting losses in taxable accounts and or to do a Roth conversion. We're selling holdings that are down. That way, we lock in losses to net against future gains. Make sure that you discuss this with your CFP professional to ensure a conversion is right for you and that you're doing it correctly. After a thorough review, the clients are still going to delay retirement a little bit longer. They will build up more savings and trigger a bigger Social Security benefit while waiting as well. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
I got to open the mail the other day and got an eye-popping look at my 401k after the tariff talk began. And, there was a big, big number there that went to the downside. And I got to tell you, I was pretty upset there for a while, Don.
Yeah.
It's starting to come back, though. It's coming back.
Yeah. Well, if you're, you know, I mean, we were fortunate that we had this cash on the sidelines, that we took some profits when the markets were really humming along, because we knew that this was going to happen. In other words, we had a specific use for it. And what it's doing is buying us some time until the markets have a chance to recover.
Today is National Shrimp Scampi Day. The delicious dish of shrimp cooked with butter, garlic, lemon juice, and white wine. You know, you can cook almost anything in that, and it's going to come out tasting pretty good. Even mama's dish rag, I guess. Scampi is a culinary term for small lobster known as nephrops, also known as langostino or Dublin Bay prawn.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
A lot of information there for me to figure out.
Completely unrelated to this day, but there it is. All right, but it did trigger something, a thought in my mind. Do you all have a different favorite preparation for shrimp? How do you like it? Ted?
Oh, man.
Let Don answer first.
Don?
Well, I mean, I think scampi's a great way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Know? You get to get some fettuccine with that or some linguine and just put it over there with that butter sauce and a big old toasty piece of fresh Italian bread that's got a little garlic on it. You're done.
Well, that's my wife and I had it was in a bag. I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it was just exactly what you said. It was in a frozen bag, and we heated it up pretty good. Pretty good. How about you, Ted?
I'm one of the few people in the world that I just don't care for shrimp.
You don't? No, okay.
If it's swimming in some sort of cheese sauce.
Kind of covered up, yeah.
But I'm just not a shrimp guy.
What about these little rings, the half rings you can get at Dillon's?
Oh, okay. Doesn't interest me in the least.
No, I know
people love that stuff.
Oh, I do, man.
I'm just not one of them.
You ever tie those, Don? I can do the whole ring. I mean, they're just...
Yeah, I have. I know this sounds weird, but I'm kind of careful about where shrimp comes from. I prefer to have, not to say I don't eat shrimp from other places, but I prefer to have stuff that comes from the Gulf. You know, you just know it's American and it's safer.
Yeah. Several years ago, my softball team that I played on, we had a shrimp boil out. I don't know, someplace out in the country. I don't even know where it was, but it boiled up a bunch of shrimp, and you had to devein it and all that stuff, and it was okay. I wasn't crazy about it though.
I think there was a guy in. I thought there was a shrimp farm someplace in Kansas.
There is.
Is it still around? I'd heard that it might have shut down or something.
I haven't heard about it in quite a while, so maybe. But yeah, for a while there was. It wasn't too far from here either.
You sure it wasn't a Crawdad Ranch or something like that?
It was in Oxford.
Yeah.
Oxford. Yeah. Down in South Park. Okay. But it was a shrimp place, not really not a Crawdad place then, huh? They look alike to me. Little devils.
Shrimp and crawfish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You look them up.
All right. Fine. Thank you for your information this morning, such as it was. we'll check in with you tomorrow. Thanks, Don. 6:56 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. Large hail and high wind for parts of Kansas. We have the story. Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission meeting together today. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.